Welcome to Evergreen. Today I act simply as the spokesman for the state of Washington, the trustees of Evergreen College, the faculty, the staff, and the students of Evergreen. Each of these has contributed greatly to the establishment of this institution and to the success of this day. They all join in welcoming our guests and thanking you all for coming. Just a brief glance backward to recall how Evergreen came to be. In 1965, the legislature created a temporary advisory council on public higher education. Their studies showed that an additional five-year college was needed and that it should be located in the Olympia area. In 1967, the legislature acted on this recommendation and appropriated money to acquire land and authorize the governor to appoint a board of five trustees. The intent of the legislature was not that this be an exact replica of other four-year colleges, though drawing heavily on their wisdom and experience. It was recognized that here was a unique opportunity to develop some new ways to prepare students for life in a world of constant change. 4 years later, that college is in operation. Obviously, the physical plant is not complete, but in spite of limited space, the academic program is in full swing. Now the time has come that this institution should be formally dedicated. As spokesman for the day, I herewith declare that it is dedicated to the future and particularly to the youth of the future. It is now my honor to present to you the man whose name appears on this handsome library, the governor of the state of Washington, Daniel J. Evans.
President McCann, Mrs. Turtelot, trustees, faculty, students, friends of Evergreen, skeptics, doubters, I am sure there are some of those. I can tell you that I'm proud, for one, to be here. I'm proud to be part of Evergreen in at least some small way, and most of all, I am proud of what Evergreen has meant and what it's doing. I think it's a particularly appropriate date on which we meet here. Tomorrow, April 22nd, is Earth Day, or was a celebration of Earth Day of a couple of years ago, and you remember the interest and the nationwide dedication to a quality environment and to a better future for this country. 2 years have passed. This month, 2 years ago, war turmoil struck this nation from one end to the other. 2 years have passed. And I wonder sometimes what's happened to the turmoil and to the activism which struck so many and involved so many of 2 years ago. Have those who have set out to reorder our priorities and to reorder society given up? Or, and I hope this is true, in a very different way succeeded or are in the process of succeeding? It is time now to reach inward, to reach down and touch the troubled spirit of America. It is time to confront the issues of poverty and disease and human dignity which lie beneath the violence that tears at every conscience just as it strikes fear in every heart. But if Evergreen means anything, if it means anything to the faculty and to the administration and to the student body, and if it means anything at all to the citizens of this state, then I believe it must mean that the tackling of this unfinished agenda must be foremost. That somehow and in some way, what Evergreen does helps to replace hopelessness with hope. In 28 years, the millennium will have come again. The year 2000 will be here, and those of you who are students at Evergreen today will be my age, heaven forbid. And I think the question you ought to ask yourselves today, and I hope it is being asked by many, is what will I face then? Do you ever really think about it, or do you ever really care? And I think the real question is not what will it be like in the year 2000, but how can I help make it what it should be in the year 2000, not for just myself, but for the entire community. If Evergreen is to fulfill its commitment, it as an institution must dream not the small dreams, but the very large dreams. I hope by the year 2000 that education will be much more individualized and personalized than it is today, and that much of that education will occur in the community and within the life of the community and not solely in the separate and sometimes rather isolated campuses of our colleges, universities, and even high schools. I believe by the year 2000 there will be an extensive interchange of people from one country and one continent to another. And through that exchange and through that better understanding at the person-to-person level, perhaps we have the best single hope of reaching a peace that is lasting. By the year 2000, we must have resolved the basic rights of each citizen of this nation to adequate medical care, adequate food, and adequate housing for each citizen, but most of all by the year 2000. I hope we have reached a society where success is not measured by the accumulation of material goods, but by how satisfying, how useful, and how personally rewarding a life becomes. Some word got around this community that I was going to participate in an unusual event today. Willie Unsold suggested that I rappel down the clock tower. I told Willie this morning, and I will tell you today, I intend and will return this spring, and I hope to leave my mark on that clock tower. What is vastly more important is that you leave your mark on Evergreen. To President McCann, to students, to the faculty members of this college, today the potential for doing that is unlimited because you have no footsteps to follow. Tomorrow's generation will travel in your footsteps. So I hope and trust that each of you will make these first steps innovative and bold and decisive, but most of all, make these first steps taken with a conviction that there is a future, that it is not preordained, but that it will be what we make it. That must be the Evergreen Challenge.
In the name of the state of Washington, and by authority vested in me as chairman of the Board of Trustees of Evergreen College, I hereby install you, Charles John McCann, as the first president of Evergreen State College.
Ladies and gentlemen of Evergreen and friends of Evergreen, let me name you groups responsible for Evergreen, for the honor is yours today. In something like historical order, the 1967 legislature of the state of Washington, the governor of the state of Washington, the trustees of Evergreen, Roger Camp, Halvor Halvorson, Al Saunders, Truman Schmidt, Janet Turtelot, and Herbert Hadley, and, of course, the faculty, and the staff, and most of all, the students of Evergreen. If we, faculty and staff, are going to be understanding and patient with anyone, let it be with students and with supporters, the citizens who keep us in existence. If we're going to be tough and demanding, let it be of each other, fellow professionals. Let's, however, be prepared to be called foolish, all of us here at Evergreen. For almost all really new ideas have a certain aspect of foolishness when they are first produced. At the end of our first year, Evergreen is being taken seriously and watched carefully by those concerned with undergraduate study in most of the English-speaking world. I pledge in my term as president to help ensure what you have well begun, to maintain the utmost flexibility in matching individual students' programs of study with individual faculty expertness, to maintain our integrity by doing only what the talent here at the moment can do honestly in the best traditions of teaching and scholarship, with the businesses and professions, helping students forge their career links directly as an alternative to the academic curriculums. All this so that Evergreen students, as they already richly promise, will be productive members of constantly changing groups throughout their lives. Be capable, confident acquirers and communicators of what is known. Be practitioners of those sciences that will grace our country, and be adept in that responsible, clear discourse on which our Commonwealth's well-being depends, so that they will have abilities to help our country solve seemingly insoluble problems, like, for example, this war. I hope that you share my pride in the directions we've established, and that you share my determination to pursue them.